This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frieda Lewis, Resource Centre. It's Marketing Mojo and it's also Teachers' Day tomorrow. Now, the hashtag dedicated to Chikgu campaign started in 2012 with 40,000 roses given to teachers at 400 schools across Malaysia, spearheaded by INTI International University and colleges. And the campaign continues to facilitate the sharing of heartwarming stories online, upping the stakes by roping in renowned local artists such as Rosita Chetwan, Ashraf, Alfira Roy and many more, creating blogger excitement amidst students and teachers in over 500 schools in Malaysia. So here to tell us about the strategic rationale and about the stakeholders that campaign targets is Tim Johnson, Marketing VP of INTI International University and Colleges. So welcome, Tim.
Thank you, Frieda.
And you know, a very interesting campaign. So this started 4 years, 2012, 4 years ago.
Yes.
Why did INTI decide to do this?
I think INTI started this because teachers are what I call the unsung heroes. Mm. So teachers have been, you know, teaching for a very long while, and I think we wanted to celebrate them.
Yeah.
They teach our young minds, and we feel we wanted to give back to those teachers. And students always want an avenue to give it back, and we thought we'd provide the platform.
Mm.
So we started with roses, which was done by us, that we give to those teachers. Then we went to the next level, and then finally it's reached a level now where from last year, which is just a dedication on a microsite.
Yeah.
Think about how cool it would be to have your favorite celebrity actually sending you a dedication that gets uploaded into YouTube, that the teacher then gets a message from Rosita Chetwan or Alfira Loy saying, hi, my name is Alfira Loy and here's a dedication to you, Chikgu, from your student.
Wow.
And that lasts for a very long while.
I'm just thinking what you guys are going to do for next year.
I know, that's always a challenge. So last year we thought with the microsite we had upped the game.
Right.
And then as we cracked our heads thinking, you know, how do we make the teachers feel a lot more special?
Right.
And now with, you know, everyone's doing YouTube videos and everyone's doing stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
We thought, why don't we just do videos?
Yeah, and 40,000 roses seems like a piece of cake now.
I know. And that's like going across to 500 schools, right?
And it is, and I think you're right about the unsung heroes. I look at the people that have, you know, made an impression on me and I'll remember the teachers.
Yes, exactly,
you know?
That.
And you know, they get a lot of backlash nowadays and all that. And just that day when people do it and in a very current mode, which is through YouTube and all that. So apart from appreciation for teachers, what's the broader objective and long-term contribution for INTI?
Long-term contribution is that we would like the teachers to know and also students to know that INTI would be a choice for them to maybe consider for their higher education.
Right.
And I think that's really, you know, one of the reasons why with the kind of different activities that we do, whether it's working with teachers or working with students, is that we want to provide choices.
Mm.
And choices are something that if you look at the last study that we did, you know, the Gen Z study that we did, a lot of students are at a stage where what do they want to do next?
Yeah.
Everyone's interested in wanting to pursue their passion.
Yeah.
And we want to be that place to pursue that passion.
Right. Because if you think about it, I mean, from a marketing perspective as well, you have, from the teachers to the students, you've engaged them from a very emotional level.
Yes.
Right. So about what about the various stakeholders involved and, you know, what the campaign values would mean for each group?
Yes. So if I look at the various stakeholders, let's look at the students first.
Mm.
Right. This gives them an opportunity and a platform to send a message.
Yeah.
If I remember that when I was young, it was all about making cards, right? It was about taking a piece of paper, getting your A4 size paper or your Manila card and writing it down with crayons.
Our time.
Yes, our time and writing it and then giving it to our teachers, right? I think it's a very rare occasion now that students would actually do that.
Yeah.
And then you move on to the level where they used to go to memory lane and actually buy their own cards and write it down. But now, with your handphone and with your devices, anyone can make videos.
Yeah.
And so we thought, you know, this would really engage students with what they are interested in.
Mm.
So I think this gives us an opportunity from a marketing point of view to engage with students, to make them kind of realize that, hey, you know what? INTI is actually doing this, giving me an opportunity to actually dedicate something to my teacher.
Mm.
And all I've got to do is get on my keyboard, either on my cell phone or my smartphone or on my laptop or on my tablet and send a message out. To the teachers, I think these guys work so hard. They put in a lot of long hours to educate our young minds. And for one day at least, how about we recognize them?
Mm.
And this is a message that, if you think about it, a card gets put into a cupboard, gets put into your mementos and doesn't last very long. But what you put on the internet,
share,
gets shared forever, right? So just think about it on your Facebook feed or your LinkedIn feed. You're saying, hey, my student did this, for me. And that's something quite powerful.
Okay. So, and right now, you all are still accepting entries?
Yes. We're still accepting entries until the 22nd of this month.
Okay.
And what happens is that after the end of that, we will pick the 150 best dedications.
Okay.
So, the dedications that are coming in are really, really cool.
And in three languages, yeah?
Yes, in three languages. In Bahasa, in English, as well as in Mandarin.
Right. So, and then from the entries, you're going to get prizes?
Yes. From the entries, what we will do is that we will recognize the teachers with the most creative entries. Uh-huh. 150 of them will get a special pewter plaque,
right,
which will be engraved that they can have as a memento. And this will happen, we will go to the schools individually,
right,
and have a special session where we will honor those teachers.
Okay.
So, like last year, we actually had, we went to all these schools, and in front of the assemblies, in front of their headmistress, we actually did a session. And those teachers were acknowledged as teachers who are cemerlang and who have done a great job for them.
Okay. And so, okay, so that's, and people just go to your website?
Yes.
Okay, the INTI website,
yes,
right? So to even to roll out this campaign, you know, how did you do it? When did you start, you know, with this campaign?
So I would say planning for this started about 6 months ago. And I think the whole idea was trying to make this current campaign better than last year. So even, you know, I look back and I said, wow, the logistics of actually delivering 40,000 roses.
Yeah.
How do you top that? And then we just topped that over the last couple of years. And then how do you take it to the next level? And then the next stage was then understanding what celebrities would actually resonate with the teachers. And so we basically kind of did our own internal survey and found that these are the kind of celebrities that would actually resonate with them. And then we approached them and then we worked with them through the help of KRU Studios,
right,
to basically then come up with a campaign that we think would work with this.
Mm.
The next step out of that was then creating the website, of which it would have to be an interactive website, which would then be able to host all these videos. So while they were YouTube videos, we wanted to put it in one repository,
right,
that you could actually see all 79 videos.
So
if you go on the website now, you'll actually see 79 videos between a minute and 2 minutes with all the dedications there.
Right. Okay. So, and was it easy getting the artists involved?
I think the challenge was basically synchronizing the artist timing.
Okay.
So, you know, artists are very busy people with different projects that they work on and
right,
stuff like that.
Okay. We'll just talk about the, you know, the results you saw from last year or even this year, and how do you continue with the momentum. We'll discuss that in just a moment. Timothy Johnson from INTI International University and Colleges Resource Centre. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Bemused Football Managers, BFM 89.9.
It's Friday. Good afternoon. It's Resource Centre Marketing Mojo. Tim Johnson, Marketing VP of INTI International University and Colleges. We're talking about the hashtag dedicated to Cikgu campaign, started in 2012, now 2015, where they've gotten personalities and celebrities like Rosita Chetwan and Elfira Roy to, you know, read out dedications from students to teachers. You know, what, I guess from previously and also leading up to this, what results did you see? And did momentum continue after the campaign?
I think momentum continued after the campaign because what we find is that we are able to have a higher level of engagement, both with the students and teachers,
right,
in the schools. And I think that comes as a result of the fact that we work very closely with schools. And so they realize that as a resource in terms of providing options and what students would actually need, this would be one of the best ways to actually interact with them.
Okay, so engagement as in they're more, you know, oh, you're back again.
Yes, exactly.
As opposed to first you, who are you?
Exactly. So I think, you know, year after year, and we kind of own that space of Teacher's Day. And I think it's quite interesting that it becomes, rather than moving from a who are you, it's more like we can't wait.
What's
going to happen next to kind of celebrate? Because each year, exactly. And so that's like a challenge, like headache and all that, to think how best do we kind of take it? So I'm already trying to think now, in a year's time from now, what could we do better?
So how do you, okay, so you say engagement is low. Is it measurable? Is it quantifiable?
So I think it's quantifiable to a certain extent, because what we do understand is that every year we need to grow.
Yeah.
Now, while I can't reveal numbers on how our growth numbers are, I can say that based on all our results that we have seen, our engagement with the schools has improved.
Yeah.
And that has resulted in better satisfaction from these students, from the teachers that we engage with them. And we continue to do new projects with them even after this.
Right. So what sort of projects do you all do with
them? So if I look at the kind of projects we have, we've got a website which we launched last year called SPM Sure Score. Now, SPM Sure Score, we worked with a reputable tuition center called Andrew Chu, which provides SPM tips. And this is a site which includes past year's questions
right.
and answers. And we take this to schools and say, look, here's another resource that you can use to supplement. For so students sitting for their SPM exam, these are basically study guides, study tips on how they can basically score for their SPM. And so schools look at us and think that, okay, these guys are coming here and not just asking for something, but we are providing a service to them.
Okay, now maybe you can't reveal figures, but do you see a direct correlation from enrollments into INTI because of this relationship?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And and schools continue to be a strong source of where most of our students come from.
Okay, so I mean, and are there interesting issues or learnings that came out of the whole entire exercise, you know, even just this year or just the last couple of years?
You know, what would be interesting is this. If I looked at last year's dedications, they were quite straightforward. It's like, you know,
I'm going to make you read Chegu, some of them.
Yeah, I know. Chegu Rosma, I think you're the best kind of messages. Now, they've become this really very creative, long and very poetic, you know, kind of messages. So I for me, it shows creativity in the school system, I think, in coming up with stuff like this.
Okay, because next year will be the fifth
year.
Fifth so there's year. Something you can play on
exactly.
as well. So, and do you plan to, you know, use a campaign as a tool to collectively create something bigger?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes, definitely.
So read some to me.
Okay. So let me read you some. And this is quite, I would like to read just the first one, which is coming from, well, the target was secondary school students. This came from a trainee teacher itself.
And you all only work with secondary
schools? Yes, we only work with secondary schools. So this came from a trainee teacher who was dedicating her ex-teacher itself, which kind of shows that we kind of don't forget the teachers in our lives.
Right.
And it's not just a current kind of situation. So let me just lead someone from someone called Vinisha Rajendran, who was dedicating a message to her teacher, Pon Norhayati, who taught her moral. And this is her message. First of all, I would like to show you my gratitude to INTI for giving us this opportunity to show our dedication towards our beloved teacher. I am a teacher trainee now, but I do miss my teacher very much during my secondary school. One of my most sweetest and kindest teacher ever, Pon Norhayati, I just wanted to express how much I enjoyed being in your class for the past 1 year. I really love you, madam, because you will always be there and take good care of me. Because of you, I got A+ on my moral in SPM, and I really owe it to you, madam.
Oh, okay, that's a sweet one.
And I think coming from a student, I thought this was the most, one of the things that really struck a chord for me was one coming to Puan Chu Suen Sen, who said, "What a teacher writes in the blackboard of life can never be erased. We will never forget you, teacher." And this comes from Lavinia Madhu from SMK Convent Greenland.
I tell you, the blackboard in life cannot be erased. You know, that's deep, you know. And so, okay, just to close off as well, there's the closing date is May 22nd. And they just go to INTI. They can still participate. There are prizes for teachers and students as well. And there's something happening tomorrow.
Yes. So as part of our Teachers' Day campaign, we're also having a education conference, which happens tomorrow in our Subang campus. We were invited close to 300 teachers. And we've actually got a very special facilitator called Dr. Lau Guat Thien from Singapore, who basically has got, she's basically got the most amount of degrees I've ever seen anywhere.
Okay.
She's got 7 degrees and 3 diplomas. And she specializes in education. And really, this is a time to, if I look at the program for the day, it's about reinvigorating these teachers. Mm. It's more like, I'm coming here and I want to get re-energized and I want to be taught and I want to see how can I be a better teacher.
Right.
So that's happening tomorrow. It's almost a full day event. Starts at 9 all the way till 5 p.m.
All right. So thanks for being with us. And to all teachers, happy Teachers Day. You know, we do owe a lot to you. I've been speaking to Tim Johnson from INTI International University and Colleges, talking about the hashtag dedicated to Cikgu campaign. Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.